With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order.
A healthy person has 1,000 dreams, and an unhealthy person only has one.
Ooh.
And it's just so powerful, because if you're not feeling good, you're always going to be in your own way. And so if you can just build a body that you feel really good in and get out of your own way, then you can really get to work on the big stuff, on the spiritual stuff, on the feeling connected to spirit, feeling like you're on your path. Mm. You know, I certainly didn't feel like I was on my path, but like struggling through yet another diet. If you can just get out of your own way and build a body that you feel really good in, I think people are always surprised at how transformative just even that is.
Now let the magic begin. Hello, Soul Tribe! It's Raquel, and if this is your first time here, well, welcome. Welcome to Your Own Magic, the podcast. And if this happens to be your 102nd time here, well, I freaking love you. And thank you for co-creating this reality with me. This reality of tens of thousands of beautiful souls just connecting on a greater level beyond what meets the surface. And I look forward to more love and wisdom and just fun celebrations that are unfolding on this podcast and in person with you. I absolutely adore today's guest. She's so sweet and she's so wise. And I'm sure you'll be quite fond of her too. Plus, I also must shout out Danielle Dubois, the guest today, and her team and her assistant Marissa for being so understanding and flexible with all the tech issues that kept happening in the beginning and at the tail end of the podcast. They're truly rock stars. And don't worry, everything sounds fine on the podcast. You might not even notice. But that's just the life of non-in-person interviews and podcasting. It happens. And so luckily, eventually the tech gods came on our team and everything went well. You know, troubles do happen for a reason. So for all the tech struggles that did occur, we both felt very inclined to support each other in some way. So as you know, I believe that we're probably on the same camp of finding a way to make light and bring light to any chaos. And I trusted the process that something would work out, and it did. Instead of stressing out and freaking out and thinking that I needed to control a situation, I just let go, and it did end up working out. So it was really sweet of them. They sent me some Saqqara meals, which I just can't wait to gobble up, and I'm beyond thankful for. And I'll probably also share with my mom and dad since they're mostly plant-based like me. And then on my end, to support them, thank them, I figured I'd send some Saqqara cookbooks to a few of the listeners. So if you're hearing this the week of May 13th, 2019, and you'd like a Saqqara cookbook sent your way, well, all you have to do is enter this giveaway. Just a few things. First, rate and review this podcast on your platform and just send a screenshot to me at hello@yourownmagic.life. And then, two, put this episode on your Insta story and tag @SaqqaraLife. Also, feel free to tag my Instagram @RaquelMantra. I thought it'd be a good time to connect with you too. So those are pretty simple steps, yeah? And if this seems to do well, then perhaps that's just a sign that I should do this with more guests who come on and just buy their books and give some away for some of you, which I think I'm going to definitely do. So let me know what you think of that. I love inspired thoughts. So all these giveaway rules, I'm not really a fan of the word rules. Let's say giveaway guidelines. Much better. Okay, so all of these giveaway guidelines are in the show notes. Now, no matter what, I also highly recommend this cookbook for all of you, especially if you're plant-based or even just mostly plant-based or not at all plant-based and interested in it. You're going to love this cookbook. It's so aesthetically beautiful. All the creative plant-based meals look so delicious. I have yet to actually testify that they are in fact delicious. I have yet to try them out, but I have an inkling of a feeling that due to the expansive success of Saqqara Life as a 100% organic plant-based meal delivery service here in the States and all their testimonials from thousands of healthy, mostly plant-based babes, that this is probably delicious and indeed very good for you. Plus, Danielle Dubois, one of the co-founders of Saqqara Life and the beauty that I talked to on this episode, will share the story of how this whole entire big phenomenon now manifests from her and her co-founder Whitney's own personal health issues, along with their passion, how they made their mess their mission, and then how they found ways to combine the meals very meticulously and mindfully for optimum digestive support and gut healing and skin enhancement and just overall health and well-being. So I think that this is especially important as many people find it hard to eat plant-based properly, which it's not that complicated. In fact, pretty much any diet, people have a hard time eating properly and covering all their nutritional needs. But it's nice to have other people creating and doing all the research to make sure you are covered for you. And also, I had to have them on, and I'm happy I got to talk to Danielle because I believe that we definitely share the same philosophy to encourage others to eat mostly plant-based and basically eat the rainbow. And then, of course, the importance of healthy, sustainable, organic farms with ethical agricultural practices. I can't express the importance of that enough. Now, in this episode, Danielle also shares her 9 pillars of nutrition, and honestly, being an unabashed health fanatic myself, I could just not agree more with the Saqqara approach. So I'm very excited for you all to hear her golden nuggets of nutritional brilliance. Now, tribe? Oh, okay. I teared up over this yummy review of the week and just had to share. So this is from Ange1189. Thank you for being you. 5 stars. Raquel, I honestly do not know where I would be without you and your beautiful words. After my mom died 2 years ago in a very traumatic way, I have been spiraling in and out of alignment, way more down than up, totally forgetting the happy and healthy person I was. You have been the conduit which I know my angels speak to me through. At times, I felt like you are the only living soul who I can come to for guidance. You led me to discover more spiritual podcasts, other beautiful souls like Claire Michelle, and because of that, the past few days, I have started to feel hope again and return to my soul. Thank you for being you and putting in the energy to spread your magic. And, wow, well, thank you. Honestly, no, thank you so, so much. And thank you for being you and sharing this beautiful message and your story. And I'm sure your angels and even your mom are sending you many signs throughout the day to either guide you or simply just to show you that they're with you. Just to show you she's with you. And you know, I understand that even when we know and feel their energy and we feel and hear the messages that need to be delivered to us, we still miss and have moments of grief over their physical presence and spiral in some ways and feel like we lose ourselves. We all, indeed, every person has that experience of just feeling a little tapped out and out of alignment. And honestly, that's okay. It's so okay to be in and out of alignment. I actually don't know one person that I'm close to that doesn't have their moments where they spiral and they just feel not themselves. And I realize like it's part of this experience. And honestly, the contrast of darkness is really the only way we can fully experience the pure joy of seeing and basking in the light, our own light, and just live the life, this human experience that our soul intended to experience. So you're so okay. And I hope that you are spiraling up right now. Continue to be and never forget the happy and healthy person that you are and always have been and always will be. And I'm happy you got to discover the magical soul, or I guess I should say plentiful soul, of my beautiful friend Claire Michelle. Oh man, she's amazing, and I'm sure she's a messenger in many ways.
So sounds like wherever you're at, you're still on a high vibration, soaring on a high flying disc as you take on this spiritual journey, this beautiful journey that you've created. Whether you're in or a little out of alignment, you're still flying high. And she's still with you. Thank you, Ange, for your review. Anyway, just a quick thank you to this episode's sponsors, Hum Nutrition and Fabletics. Not going to go all into it right now, as I realize this intro has been long enough, but it's kind of insane. I want to tell you about my savings with Fabletics. Even though they sponsor, I actually do still pay for their VIP program on my own, so I can just buy clothes all the time whenever I want, since I basically only wear yoga clothes. And I literally bought 13 items and saved so much money because I had banked some points, VIP points from their program. And I ended up paying $26.54 for 13 items. So you can hear about that mid-roll. But anyway, like I said, this intro has been long enough. So now I believe it is time to let the magic begin with Sakara Life's Danielle Dubois. It always happens in divine timing. Well, I'm so excited to interview you, Danielle. And I was looking at your Instagram today, and your little baby nugget is so beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
Congrats on being a new mama.
I'm obsessed, as I think every mother is.
What's her name?
Star.
That's what I thought, because it kept saying baby Star, but I was like, I don't know if that's her name or if she just calls her little baby Star. What an adorable name. I love that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it we didn't know if that was going to be her name. That's kind of what we called her in utero. And then she came out and we were like, yep, you're still a star.
She just is. She just is. I also love her hair. She's oh my gosh, got this
she's
little
got
star
so
hair.
Much hair.
I know.
So much hair. It's really funny.
I didn't think she was the newborn.
Yeah, and I know. She's had that hair since she was born.
Wow.
It's pretty wild.
That's so cute, though.
Do you have kids?
I don't have a kid yet. One day. You know how some people feel just called to be aunties and not have babies? I definitely feel called to be a mama.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I really did too, but I was with you. Like, I wasn't like counting down the days. I wasn't like, oh, I want babies now. But when I was ready, it was an overwhelming calling.
You're so lucky that just aligned that way. Kind of surprises people.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, no, I'm really lucky, but I read this book called Spirit Babies. Have you heard of this book?
Yeah, I think I was listening to a podcast and someone was talking about it and how you can start talking to your baby and calling them in now.
Yeah. So, and it's written by this guy. He's a medium and he talks about how there are mediums that can speak to angels. There are mediums that can speak to those that have passed, and his superpower is speaking to spirits that are about to come into the world. And so he calls them spirit babies, and the whole book is beautiful. I tell people to read it even if you're not sure if you want to have kids, and especially read it like if you want kids and you're not pregnant yet, because it's just this beautiful reminder that the timing of things isn't up to you, that there's this third spirit that also is making decisions. And I think sometimes we're fooled into thinking like, okay, it's time to get pregnant, let's do it now, and like just because we try, we're supposed to. And you know, there is this other kind of decision maker in the process that he speaks to, you know, people leaving that decision out lots of times and suffering emotionally, especially when things don't happen, because they are forgetting that there is that other decision maker and maybe he or she just isn't ready yet, or they're waiting for something. And so he offers this way to kind of open a conversation so you can kind of get to know the spirit even before he or she comes.
Wow. And so you were talking to Star before she even came.
You know, I wish I had read it before, but I actually started reading it when I was pregnant with her. And, you know, I guess don't we all have all these preconceived notions of what pregnancy and motherhood will be like? But I thought, you know, I'm going to get pregnant and it'll all be so amazing and I'll feel so connected to her. And it was like I got pregnant and all I felt was nauseous and like I wanted to eat a million onion bagels.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like I didn't feel super connected to her. And so that was one of the reasons I got the book. And it really helped me just kind of remember that there is that third spirit where, like, I think especially first trimester, it's such a physical experience. Like, most women are really nauseous. You're kind of not really talking about it yet, you know, because anything could happen. It's still really fragile that first trimester. So it's kind of this emotional roller coaster where you don't really want to allow yourself to get too connected. And so that book really kind of helped me through that time.
Thank you for being so honest about that, because I'm sure a lot of women who experience pregnancy for the first time have a very similar experiences, and they're probably like, what is wrong with me? Why am I not connecting with my child right now?
Yeah, I think it takes time. Just like anything. I mean, just like any relationship, it takes time. You know, sometimes you feel connected right away, but sometimes you don't, and you get to know people and then you feel more connected with time.
Well, time is definitely the healer for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure as you went along, there were so many changes. I actually want to talk about this later in the episode when it comes to being pregnant and then also nutrition and post-baby life, postpartum.
Yeah.
So that will be interesting. I don't really have any questions on that, but I'm definitely going to ask that. So I'm making note of it.
Sure.
Well, would you like to begin? I usually do a prayer to begin, just so we can feel connected, and then we'll ease right into it.
Love it.
Take a deep breath in. And exhale all the air out. Dear angels and divine guidance, may you use Danielle and I as a vessel to deliver a shared truth from our hearts and allow the ego of our minds to simply just take a back seat as we stay present and open with love and compassion in the moment. And may we bring light from any experience of our lives, any lessons and messages that will help shift the lives for the better for anyone and everyone listening in one way or more. Aho.
Thank you.
Thank you, Danielle.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah, prayers always help ground me, just make me feel more present in the moment.
No, I love it.
And I also like to read the energy of others to know, because some guests I don't know if will be so open to that. So I always appreciate it when I feel like one is. And talking about spirit babies right off the bat, I think you were.
Yeah, and we use Aho all the time as well. You know, we grew up in Arizona, so that kind of Native American foundation is in us as well.
Amazing. It's so beautiful. I mix it up. Sometimes I'll say amen. Sometimes I say aho. Sometimes I just say thank you. Yep. Sometimes I say love you.
Love it.
Well, I want you to know that I have actually known about Saqqara Life for years.
Wow, that's
and
nice.
And so when I move back to LA, I intend on actually ordering it, because when I heard about it, I think I was living in Bali or something. I've been living all over the world.
Yeah, and where are you now?
I would check. Right now I'm in Park City.
Okay, yeah. So we deliver to all continental states, so everywhere except Alaska and Hawaii.
The best news ever. Okay, good to know. I just moved back from Hawaii like a couple months ago, so I remember looking it up and it wasn't there yet, but I'm sure it will be eventually. You guys are really expanding fast.
Yeah, we are. It's nice.
Well, I want to definitely talk a bit about your business, but first I have to ask, because I'm curious, what excites you most in this season of your life right now?
Oh, what excites me most? Wow. I guess what comes to mind first is since becoming a mother, I have this new appreciation and almost it feels like vantage point on the importance of time. Like I have this new understanding of what time is and kind of the dimension of time. It's almost like before I was in the river and now like the river of time, and now I feel like I can dip in when I want to, but I also kind of live outside of the river of time, like I'm watching it go by. It's really nice because I don't feel so kind of controlled by it anymore, and I don't feel so kind of swept away or kind of under its wing or its thumb, so to speak. It's like becoming a mother made me understand that what it means to live in the moment. I don't think I necessarily understood what that meant before.
Right.
But as you watch a child grow, every day she's different. And so there's not a lot of people in my life that that's the case. So like my husband is pretty much the same as when I met him 7 years ago. And it just feels like you can get lost in these chapters when everything around you looks the same. But now that I have her, I have I'm able to bear witness to time in a whole new way. And it's offered me this new level of appreciation for it.
Wow. To be conscious of the river of time. That is so, what a blessing. What a blessed moment you have in this season of your life.
Wow. I feel so blessed. Also, it's made time more fun. I don't know how else to explain it, but you know, I'm an entrepreneur. You know, it's crazy. Time just always has felt like there's never enough.
Right.
And now since her, it's like I have these chapters every day where I spend the morning with her and then I come into the office, and then occasionally she'll stop by the office a little bit and I'll have some extra time with her. But then, you know, I go home and then I have time with her again. And it's where before it used to be just kind of this work, maybe work and do something else, like have dinner, work. And, you know, I would say I'm much more efficient now because of this new appreciation of time, which has actually made everything more joyful because it's not just kind of this slow bleed of always trying to get something done.
Yes. That's so beautiful that you got to experience also the juxtaposition of it, because before, I'm sure, I mean, you have been really focused on Sakara life.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine that sweeping you away and time just gotten hold of you. But now you are the one that has gotten a hold of time.
Yeah, absolutely.
To experience joy every moment, that's what we want.
Yeah, it's like I no longer feel a victim to time, which is nice.
Basically, if you have not yet taken advantage of your own magic's Fabletics offer, and you happen to be a yogi or a runner or just active and an athlete in some way, then I am telling you, you are missing out, as Fabletics has an extra special treat for the Soul Tribe, gifting you 2 leggings for only $24 at fabletics.com/magic. Okay, wait, there's more. So, sponsorship aside, I actually do pay on my own the monthly VIP membership program because, well, obviously I love Fabletics and their quality, but also when I do log on to buy some more yoga clothes, I get an abundance of clothes at an insanely discounted price. So let me tell you about my recent receipt. So I realized I had a few months of VIP dollars and points saved up, and then I was just browsing their sale items and a few of the new, and I just kept adding many to my cart, mostly high-waisted yoga pants and uniquely designed sports bras. And I ended up getting 13 items, 13 high-quality, cozy, really cute, as in compliment-worthy items, which, by the way, came to a total of $394.45 plus tax. But then, thanks to my VIP, I actually ended up only paying $26.54, and I got free shipping. Yep, it is kind of worth it. And the listeners of this podcast gets this opportunity too. I love to binge shop yoga clothes because, well, A, right now it's a new season, and B, Fabletics has a sports bra I realized named Raquel, spelled my very, very uncommon way. So I had to. I just had to. Plus, I'd like to think that I was Kate Hudson's muse for this sculpt-knit sports bra. Yeah, I wish. It is time for you to pick up your 2 pairs. So when you do, I highly recommend one of your pairs be one that I'm actually wearing right now, the Cashel Fold Over Pure Luxe Legging. That's a handful to write down, so I'll just add it to the show notes. So again, at first, try out 2 leggings for only $24 at fabletics.com/magic. And I'm sure you can add more to your cart and save loads. And every time you go to shop for new yoga clothes, you will save loads. Again, that's fabletics.com/magic. And now, on with the show. Let's talk about Sakara's journey for a bit. So you and Whitney both have established yourselves as powerful and inspirational women in the food industry, women bosses. For those who may not know who you are, would just love to hear your story, Danielle, and how did Sakara Life transition from an inspired thought to a reality?
Well, Whitney and I have known each other since we were kids. We actually grew up together in Sedona, Arizona. Have you been to Sedona? I feel like you would love it.
No, but I'm going there either this summer or for sure the fall.
It's profound.
Yeah, I feel so called there.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, Whitney and I still at this point try and go home at least 2, 3, 4 times a year. It's just so beautiful, so grounding. It really kind of it's so healing. I mean, people fly from all over the world for its healing powers and the vortices and the energy there.
Yeah.
And so growing up there, we really understood the importance of mind, body, food, medicine. It was just kind of in the culture, surrounded by it all the time. I moved to New York to study medicine. I moved for college. And Whitney then later came after graduating. And by the time she got there, it was probably 2008. And she came to work on Wall Street. And she was kind of deciding between New York and LA. And I said, come to New York, come live with me. You can stay at my house. You can, you know, we can share our clothes, whatever. It's like, really though, if you're going to stay with me, like, don't bring anything because there's no room. I don't think she understood just how small apartments are in New York. But she did. She came with a suitcase and I cleared out the pantry for her and that was her closet.
Oh my gosh. That's so
cute. Yeah. And, you know, we were roommates here in Soho and, you know, we like to say that Sakara was born out of us turning our mess into our mission. Mm-hmm. And you know, we both hit our respective rock bottoms and luckily we were in our rock bottoms together.
Wow.
It's nice not to be lonely down there, I suppose. My rock bottom came out of a lifetime of yo-yo dieting. So I'd been dieting since my earliest memories around the age of 9. Which now that I have a daughter is just so crazy to say. And I don't know exactly what it was that made me feel like I needed to change myself, but, you know, the culture surrounding us, you know, magazines, whatever.
Of course.
For whatever reason, I decided that I needed to look a different way. And so I turned to diets and I tried every diet you could possibly name. I was on Atkins, I was keto, I was vegetarian, vegan, on the juice cleanses, the master cleanse. I even did a cookie diet once, which is a real thing.
Yes, I did that too.
not as exciting as it sounds, is it?
No.
You'd think like, oh, cookie diet is so exciting. No, not good. And, you know, they all taught me that I needed to count calories and carbs and points and pounds. And none of them taught me how to really live in an empowered body and how to build an empowered body. And I was studying medicine, so I was interning with a cardiologist up at St. Luke's Hospital here in New York City. And we were seeing patients with late-stage lifestyle diseases, so diabetes, heart disease, etc. And I realized that after 5 years of study, I was at that point, that I didn't have the tools to help any of these patients with their lifestyle. I never had to take a nutrition course or anything like that. And I thought, you know, who's getting to these patients before their diseases become late stage? Because, you know, by nomenclature, lifestyle disease means that if we help you with your lifestyle, then hopefully we can help you with your disease. And then simultaneously, I was kind of in the throes of my own roller coaster around lifestyle decisions. And I decided to go do this crazy retreat in Southern Arizona with Dr. Gabriel Cousins. Do you know who he is?
I've heard of him, I believe. Yeah. That sounds so familiar.
He's incredible. He's an MD. He's a shaman. He's a medicine man. He's a rabbi. He's pretty incredible.
He's it all.
And he hosts these retreats in Southern Arizona, and it was a 21-day retreat, and the first 7 days was a water fast, where you're only just having, you're like literally just water. Sometimes I say that and people are like, oh yeah, okay, but then you had juice or whatever, and I'm like, nope, it's just water. And then the following 2 weeks were, it was all raw food, and you're kind of living off the land and learning how to make raw food cuisine. And, you know, most people go there because they're dealing with very serious diseases. So he's a lot of people with late stage diabetes, cancer even. And I went kind of under this guise of like, oh, it's going to be this spiritual transformation. You're meditating all day. But really, like if I was being honest with myself, it was an excuse to not have to worry about food for 21 days. And so I went and I did it. And on the 22nd day, I flew home and I got to New York City and Whitney saw me and she just looked at me and she's like, what did you do? Like I looked awful. I had this distended tummy. I wasn't digesting any of my food. I had a fever. I had a cough. I couldn't keep food down. And she took me to the hospital and turned out I had pneumonia and I had pretty severe gut disorders as well. Which, you know, they kind of bucket under this idea of IBS, which basically just means like, we don't know what's wrong with you. and that was really my aha moment of like, wow, I've been living in this extreme trying to fix myself and food has really become the enemy for me. And I remember from my upbringing that food is about nourishment and medicine. Like, where did I lose my path? So I decided that was kind of how I wanted to help patients and really help myself first was through food as medicine. So I graduated and then I went on to study nutrition. And at that same time, Whitney hit her rock bottom. She'd been dealing with cystic acne since we were probably like 11 or 12 years old, a long, long time. And it's not just, you know, a few zits here and there. Her acne was really intense. She had painful cysts all over her face. She tried everything. She was on Accutane, antibiotics. She did crazy lasers where she'd have to stay indoors for 2 weeks. She did it all. You know, she like took out nuts. She was a vegan. She did all the things to try and fix it. And then working on Wall Street for those first 2 years just made her acne that much worse because she was going out drinking with her bosses every night and like free pizza Fridays and always someone's birthday in the office.
Well, also, what a stressful job.
Yeah, exactly. And so her rock bottom came right around the same time that mine did. And we just looked at each other and thought, you know, we need to really focus on our own health and what is ultimate health and how do we really truly build a body that we feel good in? So we spent the next 2 years building a food system for each other. It really wasn't a business. So we were pulling in all of the nutrition science that I was learning about the microbiome and epigenetics and nutrigenomics and how your environment and your nutrition impact your genes and which genes are turned on and off. And then Whitney decided to study yoga and Ayurveda and macrobiotics, and we kind of fused the two together. And we pulled out what we now call our 9 pillars of nutrition. But the entire basis is of the Sakara nutrition philosophy is on the science of a whole food plant-rich diet. And then within that, what are the most important things that you need to think of when you're building your plate, when you're building your meal, your day, your week? And it's things like making sure you're getting enough plant protein, making sure you're getting enough sulfurous vegetables, enough different colors, so different phytonutrients, making sure you're getting healthy fats. And we decided, okay, this feels like, you know, based on the science I was learning and what she understood to be true and what people have been doing for thousands of years, this felt like a really good foundation. So we said, okay, let's eat this way for a couple weeks and see how we feel. So we did. We spent a lot of time either in the grocery store or in the kitchen cooking. But we did it for 2 weeks and it changed our lives so much. I have a hard time almost communicating how profound even just 2 weeks on the program was. But we know it worked because, one, we both had this kind of aha moment of, oh, right, food is medicine. You know, I'd spent my entire past like 15 years of my life thinking of food as the enemy. But when food is about medicine, you have to think about getting enough every single day. But I had spent so much time worrying about getting too much because that's what calories teach you. They teach you about restriction. And for Whitney, her skin finally started to clear after just 2 weeks of eating this way. And it had been over 15 years of her suffering like that. And, you know, it was because she didn't have a skin problem. She had a gut problem. And none of the dermatologists were talking about that or asking her those questions. So it went from it being our solution to it being other people's solution really quickly, just because people around us saw our transformation and they said like, oh, can you just make extra food for me? So that's really how it started, is we just started making it for friends, and then friends would tell friends. And then, you know, we got a little bit of press, and that kind of forced us to professionalize and hire a kitchen team and a delivery team, because before that we were doing it all ourselves. And then, you know, I think when you have a product that really changes lives, like, that is your marketing budget.
Yes.
You know, people want to tell other people about it.
Well, and the thing is that you really started so organically. You both really were diving into your messes and your passions, which is something I've been really preaching and talking about. Like, that's how it ends up evolving. You kind of start to do a little bit of something. Like, she was starting to get into yoga and Ayurveda, and you do a little bit of something, and somehow it ends up evolving. The pieces of the puzzle end up coming together, and it ends up just becoming a part of your actual purpose for this human experience, to bring value and help others.
Totally.
By the way, you and I have such a very parallel journey, Danielle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yes, I'm so happy you expressed this. Okay, ladies and gents, I'm not going to forget you, gents. You should definitely try this too. Wherever you're at on Mama Earth, you can be all the way in the Netherlands and it still applies for you. Maybe even Iceland. I don't know. But I believe if you haven't taken advantage of Hum Nutrition's free personal nutritionist to provide you with your own customized bottle of the nutrition you need, plus 20% off when you go to humnutrition.com and enter the promo code MAGIC for 20% off. If you haven't done this yet, I don't know what you're doing. These supplements, their supplements have been meticulously selected and promised to have the highest quality micronutrients to balance tummy issues, skin, nails, metabolism, energy, sleep, and any nutritional deficiencies. So Hum products are gluten-free, they're non-GMO, and most of them are vegan. And as you may know, I'm all about the gut health, and the two products that I believe we all can use are, well, their new Skin Heroes pre and probiotic to balance one of our most important assets, our gut microbiome, or their ever so popular and tried and true Gut Instinct, which is the queen vegan product, keeping millions of digestions running smoothly. And then, of course, any of their raw beauty powders to boost metabolism, energy, and keep your skin glowing, or help produce a more glowing, radiant skin. My favorite of their raw beauty powders is their mint chip. And then I mix it with a little bit of stevia in my smoothie, and it is just so good. Ugh. I am also tempted to create some sort of mint chip cookie from it. And maybe it will taste like Girl Scouts Thin Mints, because that was my favorite cookie of all time as a child. I miss that. No, I'm good. I'm fine. Anyways, so just go to humnutrition.com, promo code MAGIC for 20% off your order. That's humnutrition.com, promo code MAGIC. I also am so curious. I think the listeners should take note, because your 9 pillars of nutrition are so wise. I don't know if you have them at the top of your head, but
sure, yeah.
I think that everybody listening should incorporate them into their life, or at least most of them, for just truly a healthier lifestyle. So mind sharing?
Yeah, sure. And, you know, it doesn't have to be complicated. You know, like I think a lot of times people get intimidated, and sure, if you order the program, you know, you're getting like the 10 out of 10 of nutrition. But even if you start implementing some of these practices on your own, you can still get a lot of the nutrition. So yeah, our pillars are, one of our pillars is no calorie counting. And that's because joy is a nutrient. And my guess is that nobody garners joy from counting calories, and calories are not a metric of nutrition. They're a metric of, they're a metric of energy, and they're a metric that we use in a scientific lab, and our bodies are not a fixed system like a scientific lab would be. And so calorie in does not mean calorie out.
Aho to that.
Yeah. So the first one is just like release everything you think you know about how to build a plate. And that means like, you know, stop counting carbs and stop just like the whole point is to build a body that you get to listen to. So let go of everything you think you know. So now when it comes to building your plate, it's making sure you're getting enough plant protein. And one of the ways to do that is to make sure you're getting a huge variety. So different plants contain different amino acids. And so our second pillar is eating the rainbow. And what that does is it helps ensure that you're getting all those different types of amino acids, different phytonutrients, by getting different colors. I think sometimes people think that just because they're eating avocado toast every day, and avocado toast might be in and of itself something that's pretty healthy, it doesn't mean that if you eat that every single day that that is a healthy lifestyle. So getting a huge variety is really important. On the average week at Sakara, you get over 500 different ingredients.
Wow. That's so many nutrients you're feeding your system. Lot. You don't need to worry about feeding your system that same nutrient every day. I'm sure like the water fast even taught you that.
Yeah.
But as long as you're getting it in sometime that week or a little bit throughout the week, your body's thriving. But you don't want to – it's so hard to have all those nutrients at once unless you take supplements.
Yeah, exactly. And it is hard to get all the variety. And that was one of the reasons we started the company, was when we were cooking it ourselves, it was exhausting and expensive, you know? And so our third pillar is eating your water, which is a really interesting one. And the science behind that is, you know, if you drink water, it's really important for kidney health, flushing out toxins, but eating water-rich produce, so think romaine, berries, citrus fruit, radishes, celery, those types of things, they actually contain water within them. And the water contained in the food is actually much more hydrating than just drinking water. And that's because it's within the web of nutrients. So your cells uptake more hydration than they would if you're just drinking it. Obviously, drinking water is incredibly important, but people often forget that eating your water is equally as important. And so they reach for fiber crackers or, you know, a protein bar and think like, oh, that contains the amount of protein and fiber I need, then, you know, that's good. And it actually is very different than eating the nutrients within a whole food. And one of those key reasons is water. So when you think about something being shelf stable, that means that they actually have to take the water out. So water is life, and you don't want life growing on a shelf, as you can imagine. And so when you anytime you eat something off the shelf, you're eating something without water in it.
Wow.
And then greens is one of our pillars. Getting enough greens is
key.
Like it sounds like you haven't tried the full program yet, but anyone that is a Sakaralite that's listening knows exactly what I'm talking about, because you get a lot of greens on this program. You get upwards of 6 to 8 cups every single day, which is a lot.
But it doesn't feel like it when it becomes your lifestyle. It just like feels normal. I'm like that too. I have a ton of greens all day long.
Yeah. And there's actually a biological reason for that. So the more that you eat this way, the more you change which strains of bacteria are living in your gut, which are signaling your brain what you're craving. So the more you eat this way, the more you actually functionally want to eat this way. Your body actually starts to crave these foods more. And that's what I tell clients that are kind of new to this lifestyle, and it feels really drastic from what they normally eat, is that, one, just because you're eating this food doesn't mean there's a list of things you can't eat. So if you still want to have the glass of wine at night, or, you know, the chocolate at night, or, you know, you want to have the Sakara lunch plus a little something extra, that's fine. But just make sure you are getting this food into your body every single day. And that's the most important thing to focus on, is what you are getting, not what you're not getting.
Yes.
And because it actually changes your gut, fundamentally changes your gut and changes what foods you'll start to crave.
And this is a big thing right now, especially for those that are mostly plant-based and also fully plant-based or vegan eaters right now. There's been a big thing on just all over the web about people transitioning from the lifestyle because of gut issues, but I don't know if they understood maybe the balance or something. So it'd be nice to also talk about experiencing IBS and SIBO and digestive issues and what to do to rebalance and harmonize their system.
Well, this really is it, eating this way. I mean, Yeah. You know, the majority of people that come to us are either dealing with some type of autoimmune, or, you know, they feel bloated after every single meal, or they feel fatigued. And this program really is designed to reset the gut.
That's amazing.
And that's because you're giving it the nutrients that it needs in order to thrive. And so you start to starve out the bacteria that maybe aren't looking out for your health. So we've done no calorie counting, protein, eating your water, eat the rainbow, greens, and then good fats is a really important one. I could talk about fats forever. I've actually ruined, my husband won't go out to dinner really anymore because it's like I've told him too much. And when you're in the food industry, you know a lot about how food is made and what you can trust and what you can't trust. And I certainly still go out to dinner. And when I do, I just enjoy myself. I don't, you know, let it get to my head. But a lot of the fats that we're eating out in the world are actually rancid and really high in omega-6 and really inflammatory. And of course, you know, if you go out to dinner and it's date night or whatever, go enjoy yourself. But if that's what you're eating most of the time, that's what can cause a lot of autoimmune disorders, a lot of inflammation in the gut and in the body in general. And so you want to make sure you're getting high quality, organic, cold pressed fats. What happens with a lot of fats that we buy off the shelf is they're made using high heat, which is very inflammatory. A lot of them have solvents because people don't want, you know, different things floating in their fat. So they strain it, they use solvents, and they use colors to give it kind of like that olive oil color that you're used to. So fats are a big one, and making sure you're getting really high quality organic fats is incredibly important. And then I could talk about these forever. I'll do the other ones quickly, but
it's important.
It is. It's the core of what we do, and it's really what changed my life. So it feels really important. But there's also nutrient density and quality. So making sure you're getting high quality foods, and I can't stress the importance of organic enough. So making sure you're getting food that's not covered in harmful pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. And also that you're supporting farmers that care about the earth and care about the soil. And then number 8 is sulfur-rich vegetables. So making sure you're getting what we think of as like cruciferous vegetables. And you want to be getting at least 3 cups of them every single day.
So you got your broccoli, you need your cauliflower.
Exactly. And really high in antioxidants. But sulfur-rich foods really help nourish the mitochondria. Which is really important for energy, but also is what helps eliminate toxins. And sulfur is really important for producing collagen, which makes up, you know, not only our hair, skin, and nails, but connective tissues as well.
Which is very important, of course. But can you overdo it with these vegetables? A lot of people say that you can have unlimited vegetables. It's totally fine. But at the same time, I do not think... I think it's easy to overdo it, and that may affect our gut health. So is it possible that we can overdo it with the cruciferous and sulfur-rich vegetables?
Well, I think that – so you – I mean, honestly, like, you know when you overdo it with a vegetable. This is, like, something that my friend Dr. Hyman talks about. He's like, one of the problems with processed food is that your body doesn't really know – what to do with it. So it also can't tell you when you've overdone it. So it's really hard to overdo it on Cheetos because they have like this melting point and what they call this bliss point where they are crunchy, but they melt in your mouth. So they don't really take up any room in your
mouth. Oh yeah. So, it's so easy to overeat those.
Exactly. So your normal signaling for like, hey, I'm full doesn't really happen. But the minute you're eating broccoli, it happens quickly. And that's because one, you have to chew a lot to really digest broccoli. So that's signaling to your body, oh, I'm eating a lot. Two, it also fills up your stomach by volume. So that signals that you're eating a lot. And then it goes more slowly through the digestive tract. So that also tells your body like, oh, I'm full, I'm not hungry. So we aim to give people around 50 to 60 grams of fiber every single day. Typically, people, what the kind of standard understanding is that you only need about 25 grams, but we believe it's at least double that for a healthy microbiome. Our ancestors were eating around 100 grams of fiber every single day. If you think about us being this nomadic culture, walking around just eating plant foods all the time, they were getting upwards of 100 grams of fiber every single day.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and fiber is the most important nutrient that you can possibly eat for a healthy gut.
I so agree.
And fiber that's in a whole food, not a fiber cracker, right? Which I get that. Right.
Fiber crackers are so big right now. But what about like psyllium husk as well? Like adding that to your smoothies or something to make them thicker, just a little bit, like a teaspoon or two.
I think it's fine. I think like in my perfect world, you're just adding extra spinach because there's just so many nutrients in spinach.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're getting the fiber. But it certainly, it doesn't hurt. It's just, there are better ways to get fiber.
Also, can people overdo it, especially people on a plant-based diet, kind of overdo it with the fiber? Can it be a little too much for the digestive system at times?
I think that if you're not used to eating this way, you definitely have to kind of slowly build up. So how we designed Saqqara was, you know, some of it's cooked, some of it's not, and it's to be really easy on the digestive system. I think, you know, as I was saying before, like, you know, quickly if you overdo it, like you're just too full.
Yes.
So it's actually really difficult physically to overdo it on something like broccoli because it's your stomach signals to your brain very quickly, hey, I'm full.
And that's where body intelligence comes in. Number 9.
Yeah. And so that's the final pillar. What's the whole point? The whole point is to build a body that you get to listen to. You know, there's so many opinions out there about what it is to be healthy and eat a healthy diet and lifestyle. And the whole point is that you don't have to listen to anyone. The whole point is, you know, you build a body that you can actually listen to so that you don't have to listen to the outside voices. And this one feels really important because I think people are so used to giving up their power to, quote, experts, whether it's your doctor, your nutritionist, your health coach. And really that's not where the power is. The power is in you and you deciding what's best for you. But first we have to get you to a place where you can really trust what your body is telling you. So sometimes people think of cravings as like these bad things, like, oh, don't listen to your cravings. But really when you're doing well and your body is healthy and your gut is balanced, your cravings are exactly what you want to be listening to. But hopefully you're craving things like
broccoli,
you know, that big kale salad, maybe occasionally the chocolate or glass of wine or whatever. Yeah. But for the most part, it's leading you in the right direction.
I love the balance that you can also still have your chocolate and wine with this philosophy too. Oh, I think The one we didn't actually expand on was the plant protein.
Like a lot of people get nervous that you're not getting enough plant protein on a plant-based diet. But it's a total myth. But one of the key components to getting enough plant protein is getting that variety because every single plant contains different amino acids. And you don't really have to worry about getting a quote complete protein in every single meal. Your body is incredibly smart. And as long as you're getting all the amino acids over a day, a week, even, then your body can build complete proteins on its own.
Beautiful. And no one's really ever protein deficient.
I mean, less than 2% of people globally. And no one in America. I mean, it's really hard to be protein deficient. And, you know, we talk about this, like, we're not vegans or vegetarians or extremists. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not telling you not to eat animal-based foods. We're telling you that this is how to eat to feel like your best self. And then what you do above and beyond that. You know, some people add salmon to their sakara dinner every once in a while, have eggs on the weekend. Like, there really is no one answer. We just help you focus on what you are eating every single day. And then what you do above and beyond that is really up to you.
I love that. I love that philosophy for those that are just listening to their bodies and what they need and to get in tune with that body intelligence. So brilliant. Also, how has these pillars and the philosophies, how has that influenced you spiritually and mentally, keeping you more in tune in some way?
I think about how much time I spent worrying about food and worrying about calories and feeling being on this vicious cycle of like on the wagon, off the wagon, guilt. Mm-hmm. And it was either guilt for what I'd eaten or guilt for what I hadn't eaten or, you know, body shaming, or it was just, I was so busy in that world, in that chapter in my life. And, you know, I have no regrets because Whitney and I always say that everything we went through brought us to where we are now. And so we're very grateful. But if I had that, if I could kind of reorient that time, I mean, I could be a concert pianist. I could be like, it was so much of my headspace and my time, and it's so distracting. And so now that I have that time back, I get to really do the things that bring me joy.
Yes.
And we talk about joy being this nutrient, but you have to make time for joy. You know, bringing more joy into your life means you can't be busy doing all the other things, like feeling guilty about what you've eaten or haven't eaten or body shaming or all those other things that I think typically keep a lot of women busy.
Oh, yeah. Busy with unnecessary things that, you know, you could be doing so much more and creating so much more in this world, but just experiencing that joy as a nutrient really helps when you are in balance with what you eat in your meals. And I'm so glad that you are not only providing this and delivering foods like this to people, but you actually also now have a book where people can just bring sakara into their own home. It's about time, Danielle.
Yeah, I know, we're so excited.
It's about time.
I know, it's only been 8 years. Yes. Oh, we just launched the cookbook, but you know, the first half is really focused on the nutrition and kind of like the why and the science behind eating this way.
Great.
And then the second half is all the recipes and how. Then there's over 100 recipes. So we do breakfast, lunch, dinner, desserts, cocktails, everything.
I love that. And in your book, you highlight food is one of the most powerful tools to help you manifest the things you want in life. Truth. I love this. Explain what this means.
Yeah. So that's really, so sakara is a Sanskrit word and it means with form. So giving form to that which does not have form. So when you think about your hopes or your dreams, the things that you want to call into life, how do you give it form? And you know, how Whitney and I gave it form and now thousands of clients is really starting with nutrition and food as the foundation. So what's that quote? It's something like, a healthy person has 1,000 dreams and an unhealthy person only has one.
Ooh.
And it's just so powerful because if you're not feeling good, you're always going to be in your own way. And so if you can just build a body that you feel really good in and get out of your own way, then you can really get to work on the big stuff, on the spiritual stuff, on the feeling connected to spirit, feeling like you're on your path.
Mm.
You know, I certainly didn't feel like I was on my path, but like struggling through yet another diet. So if you can just get out of your own way and build a body that you feel really good in, I think people are always surprised at how transformative just even that is.
And a lifestyle you can just thrive in, just knowing basically what it means to have a healthy body, what you have to do, what you have to eat, what optimal foods you have to build in order to have a healthy body. And I'm excited to read your recipes. And yeah. I know you also have some reinvigorating rituals, which you help the reader explore in the book. What are some of those rituals?
Yeah, so we have in there a sakara blessing. Which is just kind of this moment to take before you eat. And it's just a recognition of gratitude, both for, you know, the hands that made it, which is maybe you, or maybe you're a guest of someone. But also, you know, Mother Earth, the hands that grew the food, and just taking a moment to kind of immerse ourselves in gratitude, and kind of make sure we're on a vibration of being thankful.
I love that. And I would be very thankful if I ate those superfood pancakes.
Oh my God, they're so good.
I'm salivating over them. They seem just they just seem so sexy. The way you created the aesthetic of the entire book is so sexy.
Oh, thank you.
What was your creative process like for creating this book?
Oh man, I mean, I think honestly it's been in the works for 8 years. So, wow. You know, it's been a process of one, pulling out some of our client favorite recipes. So there's a lot of recipes that are actually on our nutrition program. And then there were a lot of recipes that we created specifically for the cookbook. I think mostly I just want people to feel like it's really easy and fun to live this way. I think people typically think that building a body you feel great in or eating healthfully has to be boring and whatever, but we really worked hard to make sure that that's not the case.
Yeah. And I'm curious also because I remember in the beginning we were talking about, you know, good old Star and how she's changed your life.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have the cookbook out now. So there's so many new things going on. You're traveling. You were just in LA. And so I'm curious, well, what did your pregnancy diet look like, especially with following the pillars and then also postpartum? What are some differences?
So, yeah, I get this question a lot in terms of like, did I eat Sakara? So I think the most important thing to do is making sure you're getting enough of these high quality plant-based foods into your diet every single day. And while I was pregnant, like especially first trimester, I think all I wanted were
onion bagels
and ghee and maybe some saltines every once in a while.
Right.
And I think I meet so many women that have so much guilt over that. And no matter how hard they've worked, the minute they get pregnant, they're back into this kind of like cycle of like, oh my God, like I'm gonna gain weight or I'm gonna, you know, I'm eating bagels, like I should feel guilty about that. And I really tried to just have a lot of grace with myself and just let my body do what it needed to do. And so if I was craving onion bagels, like I built a body that I can listen to. And so I just leaned into it and I let myself have those things. I released the guilt. Then second trimester came, I started to feel more like myself. And then third trimester came and, you know, once second and third trimester came and I was kind of out of that onion bagel phase, I still ate Sakara every single day, but I would supplement when I felt like it. Like I don't eat a ton of meat, but there were moments and weeks in my pregnancy where I felt like I needed it.
Yeah.
And so I would have eggs or like we belong to a CSA share. From upstate and, you know, making sure you're getting really high quality, humanely raised meats is important. And I think what's really important is listening to your body. Not every pregnant woman does eat meat. Like I know plenty of vegan mamas who had very healthy children. And so there really is no one way. And I think the one way is to make sure you're getting enough plant-based foods and a variety of them and high quality organic into your diet every single day, both for the health of your gut, but also your child's microbiome as well. And then outside of that, it's really just listening to what you need. And then postpartum, I felt honestly really good. Like I haven't felt like I needed necessarily that much more than I did before I was pregnant. And I think that's a testament to getting high quality nutrient rich food. So Sakara contains a ton of superfoods. So every single meal is really nutrient rich. And I think that's one of the reasons I haven't felt the need to necessarily add on different foods like I did during pregnancy.
Yeah, I mean, you're satisfied with what you guys provide indeed.
Yeah, I know. I feel so lucky.
I think I'm so glad that you said that too. I mean, I've never had a baby yet, but I have talked to a lot of women who are pregnant or have been pregnant, and everybody had experienced their cravings. And a lot of them were also mostly plant-based or they were vegan for a while. But just at that time, you're just listening to your body's needs. Maybe that's your baby's needs at the time. I don't know. But maybe for whatever reason, in the first trimester as well, you were craving the onion bagels just because it's something you haven't had in so long. And maybe that was the time where your angels were like, just experience some joy. Let go right now. It's the time to let go.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's all in preparation for motherhood.
Ah,
you know, all of these cycles and learnings are all in preparation for like really learning how to listen to your intuition.
Yes. And if you were to fight that, you might just keep carrying some sort of stress and guilt that the baby doesn't need. So
yeah,
I so honor
exactly.
that.
And her, I didn't want my stories to be her stories. So she doesn't have a story about onion bagels yet. So I wanted to make sure that my story of like, oh, you know, I shouldn't eat bagels did not become her story.
Well, and then worrying about dieting not becoming her story as well is
exactly.
big. Like
yeah.
not worrying about it while she was inside of you. As their babies are very influenced. Yeah. Well, one last question before. Do you have time for a quick random fire?
Sure. I'm terrible at the quick fire, but.
I should say, well, that's the thing. That's why I call it random fire instead of rapid fire now. Because one, a lot of people like to take their time with them.
Okay,
two,
great.
A lot of people have a lot more to say than just
okay,
one word
good.
Answers.
As long as that's an option.
Oh, yeah. Take your time with it. But I'm just curious, what do you love most right now about this beautiful career that you both happen to have organically created and envisioned for
yeah.
yourself and where it is today?
Well, one, I feel honored that I get to – Whitney and I talk about that this – had to happen, like Sakara had to live in the world and we were just kind of the lucky ones that got to be its mothers. And so I feel honored and grateful that I get to be kind of her shepherd into the world.
It's true.
But honestly, the best part of this job are the clients and talking to the clients and hearing their transformations. It's so rewarding to know that your work is changing lives. And I feel grateful that I get to be a part of people's journeys and transformations and kind of blossomings into their best selves or the best version of themselves.
You're saving their life. I truly believe that health and having optimal health is our greatest asset.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, random fire time. Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you an early bird or a night owl?
Oh my gosh, it so depends on the day, but I'd say in this chapter in my life with a child, I'm an early bird.
Yeah, of course.
not my choice.
What's your morning routine like?
Well, it used to be much more luxurious. Now that I have a child, it kind of is like whatever I have the chance to throw on. but one, I dry brush every single morning. It's really important. Both my husband and I dry brush. I've been using Marie Veronique lately, which I really love. I love all her serums and oils. And then I also use these Ayurvedic massage cups on my face every morning, which I love. And then my husband and I try and do a headstand for 3 minutes every single morning. So if I can get those three things done, that's like I'm golden. That's kind of like the luxurious morning now.
That is so smart to do an inversion every single morning.
Yeah,
I try to like squeeze really one nice. In the day at some point, but then I need to dry brush more. I'm so bad at that. I'm going to do it more.
I know. My husband and I started dry brushing each other, so then we can like hold each other accountable, which is nice.
Where can I get one of those? Top three favorite recipes in your cookbook.
Oh, man. I'm really into the hazelnut banana bread right now. It's just so good. And it comes with a tahini butternut squash or tahini pumpkin butter that's just to die for.
No, that sounds so good.
It's so good. The soba noodle bowl, the Daydreamer soba noodle bowl is insanely good. And the dressing is just like it's one of our client favorites. We actually had a client write in saying she wanted the recipe so she could bathe in the dressing. It's that good. And then one thing I've been making that I really love right now are these, we call them our superfood cookie dough bites. And they're no bake, super easy. You throw all the ingredients in a bowl and you roll them out. And they're also really great if you have kids. You can throw them in the fridge or the freezer. Super healthy, easy snack.
Yum. Oh my gosh, that sounds so delicious. I definitely love cookie dough bites as well.
Yeah, and they're so good and good for you.
If you could only eat one of your meals for dinner every single day for 60 days.
Oh my gosh.
I know that's like totally against your philosophy, but what would that meal be?
Oh my gosh, that's so hard. We have something in there called the classic stir fry, and it's really good and it has all different vegetables in it and brown rice and a dressing and it kind of hits all the boxes where you feel sated because there's a grain, there's also tons of nutrients and different plants in there, and then a great dressing. So
it hits all the spots.
Yeah, exactly.
That's smart. That was a smart one. You hit all the spots in that one. Does Star have a favorite food?
Yeah, breast milk. I cannot get that child to I cannot get that child to enjoy anything else right now, actually.
Because what you're eating is too yummy.
I guess so. She's just really not into other foods right now. So bless her. She's 9 months old. And, you know, they say food before one is just for fun. So I try and give her, like, I give her a little bite of everything that I'm eating just so she can get different tastes and textures. But she's not one of those babies that, like, she tastes something and she just wants more. She'll let me give her like 2 bites and then she's over it.
That's great, actually. And also babies are really in tune with what they want and their needs.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think we forget that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite crystal by any chance?
You know, I guess I probably do, but I never know the names of them. I'm really into moonstones right now.
Oh, yes.
One of my dear friends started a company called The Moonstones, and she makes incredibly beautiful jewelry. And it's a combination of vintage, and then she has her own designs. And she gave me this stunning ring that's moonstone and also has rubies, which is Star's birthstone. And whenever I wear that, I feel really good.
Define passion.
Wow. I always ask people to find their mission, not just their passion. I think when you do things that you're passionate about, you care, it's fun, it brings you joy. I think working out of your mission is what really drives you when you find your hardest days. So I think the passion is what kind of brings the joy, and the mission is what keeps you going.
Aho to that. So if the universe gave you, Danielle, free, so at no cost whatsoever, billboards to share just one message on all the billboards across the main highways in major cities all around the world, what would these billboards read?
I think I'd want people to really, really remember, because I feel like I need constant reminders that thoughts really do become things. And I feel like you need a constant reminder of that. Yeah.
Yes. I need that constant reminder too. We should get it tattooed. how would you advise? This is the last question that I ask all the EuroMagic guests. How would you advise the EuroMagic listeners to create their own magic?
I think you have to find something. You have to find your mission that allows you to share whatever it is you're supposed to share with people, but it has to impact lives. It has to be for the greater good. I think those are the businesses, those are the missions that usually work out. It's not about your success. It's about somebody else's.
Yes, you're giving value to others. I'm on your exact same page. Where can everyone connect with you and Sakara?
You can visit us at sakara.com, Instagram at Sakara Life. I'm at Danielle Dubois, and my co-founder is at Whitney Tingle.
And I will put all of that in the show notes, of course.
Great.
Thank you so much again, Danielle.
Thanks for having me.
You are absolutely wonderful. Give Star a big hug for me.
I will once she wakes up here.
Dear Yummy, thank you so much for listening. I hope that this episode shifted something within you or expanded you in some way. Those of you who are new and don't know, there is actually a Your Own Magic secret Facebook group. Shh. But it's amazing. It's filled with so many brilliant, like-minded individuals who are all into this too and love to support others along their spiritual journeys. The link for that will be in the show notes. And one big update for the Your Own Magic membership site. Well, starting June 17th, the full moon in June, I'm making some simple changes to the Soul Tribe membership site. It's pretty simple. Those who pay the annual fee, which is $44.44 this year, so for 2019, I just felt like I wanted to make it a lifetime service for you. So you don't have to pay that every year, but instead you get it for life. And then those of you paying month to month will stay the same for you as your grandmothered in. But for everyone else, starting June 17th, the full moon, I'm going to release a lifetime bundle only option for the 44-44. You purchase it once, you should just get it for a lifetime, you know? Why not? And it's about to have so many new features and will still be updated monthly with meditations and journalings and spiritual tools and some video too. For me to help you become more in tune and connect more deeply with your soul and divine guidance through your own work at home. And most tell me that they use it for their morning routine to kickstart their day in spirit and in a soulful way, and helps them feel like their vibrations are high up there and they feel the shift within. I wanted to give you a heads up well before June 17th is here. So, with all that being said, thank you so much for listening, and have a magical day.